Hello, beloved. In Psalm 123, we hear this. To you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maidservant to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, till he has mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we have had more than enough of contempt. Our soul has had more than enough of the scorn of those who are at ease, of the contempt of the proud. God, we thank you for the island of Bermuda. God, in such a place that many people would consider to be an exotic paradise, the fall and all of its effect continue to rob us of the fullness of joy. God, where pride has manifested itself in broken relationships, would you bring healing, and that humility would issue forth anew and afresh in tangible acts of mercy, to where neighbors would greet one another with a sense of hope, that smiles would be common, that laughter would abound where there once was division. And God, not just simply tangible acts of neighborly thoughtfulness, but we're asking that people would be quick to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, that they would not simply lift up their eyes to the heavens, but they would lift their eyes to the cross of Jesus Christ, that the people of Bermuda would welcome those who visit them, and that they would see themselves as evangelists, even as you send people to their nations, to their nation. God, would you quicken the church in Bermuda to remind people that there is a greater joy, a greater treasure, a greater oasis coming, not simply when there would be freedom from sin, but full delight in the one who is everlasting, who is immortal, who is holy, who is powerful, and who is love. We ask that every person on the island of Bermuda would rejoice in the glory of God by the power of the Holy Spirit to the praise of the Father as they dwell in the Son. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord bless you, beloved. Bye.